This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade from the last full trading day of 2018, corn traded higher. March was at 375, up a half. May corn was at 383, up three quarters. And July corn finished at 390, up a half. Beans were higher as well. January finished at 882 and three quarters, up 13 and three quarters. March beans finished at 895 and a half, up 13 cents. And May beans finished at 908 and a half, up 13 cents as well. Wheat followed the trend and was higher. March finished at 511 and a quarter, up three quarters. May finished at 518, up a quarter, and July wheat finished at 525 and three quarters, no change from Thursday. Soybean meal was higher. January finished at 308.90, up $5 a ton. March finished at 313 even, up $4.70 a ton. And May bean meal finished at 316.30, up $4.60. Soybean oil was also higher. January's contract finished at $27.52, up 21 cents. March bean oil was at $27.84, up 21 cents as well. And May bean oil finished at $28.10, up 20 cents. And now we'll move on to your cash grain reports from Friday from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's reported grain price returns prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon as soybeans found support over concerns with South America growing conditions. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny higher at 327 to 357. Soybean bids are up 14 to 18 cents at 795 to 837. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted corn bids a penny higher at 335 to 358. Soybean bids are up 12 to 14 cents at 823 to 852. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 3 cents higher at 336 to 366. Soybean bids are up 14 to 17 cents at 829 to 863. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 14 cents higher at 837 to 859. Basis is steady at 3200 to 10 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 286.30. to $300.30 a ton, up $4.70 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2208 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 352 to 368, with basis steady at 2408 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids mixed at 352 to 358, with basis unchanged to down 4 at 2418 under the March. Soybeans ended up 11 to 16 cents at 845 to 855, with basis mixed at 3800 to 28 under the January. New crop wheat prices were up a penny at 491 to 516, with basis steady at 3500 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher at 377 to 378. These elevators raised their soybean prices 14 cents, with quotations at 872 to 876. Off wheat closed a penny higher at 544 to 546. Milo ended the day up a penny at 401 to 406. Contract bids for producers for January delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 331 to 357. Soybeans at 801 to 839. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 335 to 358. Soybeans at 823 to 852. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 335 to 369. Soybeans at 829 to 864. And June, July wheat at 496 to 522. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from last Friday. Live cattle were higher. December finished at 124.07, up $1.15. February live cattle finished at 124.17, up 22 cents. And April live cattle were at 126.40, up 40 cents. Feeders were higher as well. January feeder cattle were at 149.07, up 7 cents. March feeders were at 146.87, up 22 cents. And April feeders finished at 147.20, up 15 cents. Lean hogs were mixed but lower. February finished at 60.65, up 7 cents. April lean hogs were at 66.50, down 17 cents. And May lean hogs finished at 73.37, down 25 cents. And now we'll move on to your cash livestock numbers from the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 26 cents higher in a range of $41 to $45.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $45.17. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are $2 lower with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 18 to 25, 4 to 500 pounds at 20 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 23 to 32, over 600 pounds at 26 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gilts at the country buying points are mostly steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 23 to 31. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gilts have totaled 22,573. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $116 to $122, and on a dressed basis traded at $190 to $193. Heifers on a live basis traded at $118.50 to $122, and on a dressed basis traded at $190. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 387 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $70.46, which was 2 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $214.41, which was 89 cents lower, with select carcasses at $207.52, which was 30 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 122,000 for last week and 119,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 467,000 compared to 473,000 for last week and 455,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The National Ag Statistics Service wrapped up its census of agriculture collection in 2018. The agency plans to release the new up-to-date census data in 2019. Over the course of 2018, NAS conducted the single largest federal agriculture data collection in the United States, with an improved questionnaire and asked some new questions to document changes and emerging trends in American farming, says NAS Administrator Hubert Hamer. These efforts, along with the partnership of hundreds of farm organizations across the country and participation by hundreds of thousands of producers who completed the census, provide public data to tell the changing story of agriculture since 1840. NAS received 445,000 responses online, a 57% increase from 283,000 responses in 2012. The overall national response rate from more than 3 million known and potential farms and ranches across the United States was 71.8%. That number was down from 74.5% in the 2012 Census of Agriculture. The new Census of Agriculture results will include the first-time information on military service, food marketing practices, and on-farm decision-making. These additions will help to better capture the roles and contributions of beginning farmers, woman farmers, and others involved in running a farm enterprise.
Up until this last year, most of them were on the short end, maybe the last 18 months were on the short end of the yield curve. They saw that the rates were still favorable on a variable rate, so they had kept their borrowing costs down. The landscape has changed. We're seeing farmers more and more push out towards the long end of the yield curve, even out to 30-year fixed-rate products that we offer.
Covington added, most producers are uncertain of the Fed's plans into the future, forcing many to act now.
I'm pretty sure the rates aren't going down. Could we see a 100 basis point increase? Hard to say. But if I get a chance to lock in a really good long-term fixed-rate loan, now's the time to do it. So from a pragmatic standpoint, most of those farmers that talk to us today are somewhere on the 15-year, sometime 30-year time horizon on their amortization.
Covington noted, despite good financial decisions by many in the industry, the five-year downturn in the farm economy is forcing many to ask very challenging questions about how to preserve as much equity as possible. In spite of the fact that the House and Senate were in session late in the Christmas week, House members were told there wouldn't be any votes. The Hagstrom report says that it makes it likely that resolving the partial government shutdown won't happen until the new Congress is in place and the Democrats take over the House of Representatives on Thursday, January the 3rd. The Senate will convene briefly today and won't be back in session until Wednesday, January 2nd. They'll resume consideration of the House message to accompany House Rule 695, the legislative vehicle for the continuing resolution. The Agriculture Department, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission are all reduced to essential services. However, the Farm Credit Administration is open for business because it's funded through fees rather than any taxpayer funds. The shutdown is going on because President Trump wants Congress to include $5 billion in funding for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Politico says incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can either pass a full-year continuing resolution, pass a six-bill funding package, as well as continuing a resolution for Homeland Security, or pass the stopgap bill the Senate has passed. All of those options result in Trump getting a $1.3 billion for border security, not the $5 billion that he wants. Contracting volume is being described as enormous as a result of the weakening crude prices. The current state of the energy market has led to a flock of activity in Harry Cooney's office. He is the manager of energy customer risk management for Growmark.
We have had, through our FS member companies, we have had more contracting in the past month. We haven't seen this volume of contracting in probably 8 to 10 years. The volume has been enormous, and it has really started to add up. I think end users are seeing these low prices as pretty good values. Do they know that it can't go lower? No, they're not saying that. Mm-hmm. They just know that when you have crude down in the 40s, the products, whether it's gasoline or diesel, even propane to a certain extent too, you can get some pretty good values. Now, that's not to say that they're trying to play it and pick the next swing that by Friday or by next Wednesday it's going to be here or there. That's an almost impossible game to play. But our contracting by our FS customers and the end users they work with has just been enormous.
AAA reported the Illinois average gas price last week was $2.19 per gallon, down 10 cents from a week ago, 28 cents from a month ago, and 40 cents lower from a year ago. Diesel in Illinois last week averaged $2.90 a gallon, which is 21 cents lower than a month ago, according to AAA. In other state news, Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker last Thursday recently appointed the new director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, John Sullivan of Rushville. Here in an interview with DeLoss Yonke and Rita Frazier on the RFD Radio Network, the new director of agriculture and former state senator talks about working with the Democratic Governor-elect Pritzker and his own farm in Schuyler County.
So you're going to be serving for a Democratic governor. You were a Republican for your time in Springfield. So just your thoughts about that, or is that even an issue for you, do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be, I look at it from this standpoint. You know, Governor-elect Pritzker has really, I think he's tried to be inclusive. We've seen that on his transition team, the folks that he put on there, you know, starting from, Governor Edgar is on that transition team, and my former colleague and good friend Christine Redonio, the Republican minority leader in the Senate when I was there, she's on budget working group. And then when I was announced as a director of ag to have former Republican state representative David Harris being appointed as the director of the Department of Revenue, I mean, I was just thrilled, honestly, to be a part of that announcement, because I have so much respect for David. He's just a quality person. And so, you know, J.B. Pritzker, it really seems like he's trying to reach across the aisle and get ideas and suggestions from, you know, from a lot of different folks. So I'm really excited about that.
Continuing our discussion with the next director of agriculture, John Sullivan. John, tell us about, even though DeLoss and I are kind of familiar with your farming background, tell us about that, because that's pretty important as to why you're connected to agriculture and farming here in the state.
Well, it's of course, I've been born and raised on a farm, lived on a grain and livestock farm over in western Illinois my entire life. And currently have it's a small operation. We have about 200 acres that my wife and I own and operate in Schuyler County, just north of Rushville. Small cow herd, you know, it's just it's something that, of course, you can't get that out of your blood when you have that passion for agriculture. And so I've always lived on a farm and always had always been involved with farming operation. And I really do believe that experience in this position and obviously in a lot of positions, but certainly as a director of ag, to have an understanding and a knowledge of agriculture, to not be an expert by any means on all the issues, but certainly have the ability to understand and gather information and you know, be able to make some decisions and be able to talk the language, I think is obviously very critical and important for that director position.
Again, that was John Sullivan, the new director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. And with today being New Year's Eve, the commodities will be closing early today at noon, so you will not be hearing the closing commodities as you normally do at 1:34 here on WSMI AM and FM. And tomorrow, commodities will be closed in observance of New Year's Day. For this Monday morning, New Year's Eve, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.